With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed a new two-year budget in the early morning hours Thursday. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares some local lawmakers' reactions to it.
Senator Mary Felskowski voted no on the state budget. Felskowski is a Republican from Tomahawk that represents much of northern Wisconsin. She's also the Senate president. Felskowski opposed the budget's use of federal Medicaid funding. Part of the reason the budget passed when it did was so that the state could use the federal funding before the federal tax cut and spending bill would limit the use of it. In a statement, Felskowski said, quote, "Healthcare costs are the largest financial concern for most Wisconsin families and businesses. Instead of addressing these costs, Governor Evers sold out to hospital lobbyists and willingly turned down a golden opportunity to enact bipartisan healthcare reforms that would have lowered costs for our constituents." The Wisconsin Hospital Association applauded the state budget, saying hospitals must have sustainable funding if we expect them to maintain and expand critical services that communities need. Republican Representative Rob Swearingen voted yes on the budget, saying it secured some wins for the Northwoods, including expanding EMS funding and investments in tourism. Though the governor did veto two items Swearingen pushed to get added to the budget, those were the $750,000 for the Lakeland Star Academy in Minocqua and the $1.75 million for the Deerskin River restoration. In his veto message, Ever said he objects to providing state grants to specific schools in regards to the Lakeland Star Academy. The Deerskin River project, as well as several other conservation-related projects, were vetoed because the legislature didn't renew the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. Ever says he objects to providing an earmarked natural resources project and encouraged the legislature to renew the stewardship program. In response, Swearingen said in a statement, quote, "Northwoods families, students, and outdoor enthusiasts deserve better than another round of vetoes and political games. I'll keep fighting for the people I represent, no matter how many times the governor says no." For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Fireworks displays are planned all across the Northwoods tonight. Health officials are urging people that plan to light off their own to use caution. Every year, fireworks send thousands of children in the U.S. to the emergency room. Fireworks-related injuries often affect hands, fingers, legs, heads, and eyes. Many involve burns and are sometimes serious enough to require emergency care. Dr. Eric Mackey is an Aspirus emergency medicine physician.
The most common thing we see are burn-related injuries that can come from obviously the igniting and heat that's involved with using fireworks. One of the most common things that causes burns is sparklers. They are fun, and I know everybody enjoys them at this time of year, but they burn at an extremely high temperature, and even when the firework has completed, the residual stick from the sparkler remains very hot.
According to early 2024 data from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, an estimated 14,700 people were treated in emergency departments for fireworks-related injuries. That's a 52% increase from the previous year. 11 deaths were also reported. Experts point to misuse, malfunctioning devices, and illegal fireworks as major contributing factors.
This time of year is always fun for everybody to enjoy fireworks. The safest fireworks are the professional fireworks shows. They're put on by trained pyrotechnicians and have the least risk of harm to those who are watching and enjoying the fireworks.
If you do plan to set off your own fireworks, make sure children are supervised. Never point a firework at another person and don't light fireworks while intoxicated. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. A reminder that Rhinelander had to move its fireworks from Hodag Park to Westside Park this year. That's because of street construction in and around Hodag Park. This year's display will be launched from Westside Park at dusk, but you can't watch from the park. The city says because of its small size and the blast radius for the fireworks, the park will be closed starting at 6 p.m. The streets immediately adjacent to Westside Park will be closed to all through traffic. Any cars parked on the street will need to be moved before 6 tonight. The 2025 fireworks show will be a complete aerial show with no ground effects fireworks, as are typically found in shows held on the 4th of July. Spectators are encouraged to plan early for where they will view this year's fireworks. The long holiday weekend will be a busy one for boaters and for those trying to keep them safe. Law enforcement is urging people to stay safe and sober on the water. Law enforcement agencies across the country are participating in Operation Dry Water. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Conservation Warden Darren Campbell.
We're going to be out here with increased presence, working with local agencies, just making sure everyone's having a safe 4th of July weekend.
The campaign is aimed at reducing alcohol-related incidents and fatalities on the water and encourages safe and sober boating practices.
Alcohol is the number one factor in boating crashes and citations that are given. We'll be looking for expired registration stickers, reckless operation, overcapacities of boats.
Operation Dry Water has removed over 7,000 impaired operators from national waterways since its launch. Last year, 485 agencies from all states and territories participated, reflecting the nationwide commitment to boater safety. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Saturday marks the 15th anniversary of Wisconsin's smoke-free indoor air law. It banned indoor smoking in public places. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the change has protected and improved the health of state residents. 75% of Wisconsinites say they approve of the state's existing smoke-free air law. The Department of Health Services says it's also contributed to fewer people in the state smoking, with both adult and youth smoking rates down significantly in the last 15 years. State Health Officer and Division of Public Health Administrator Paula Tran says smoke-free businesses have become so normal for today's kids, it's hard for them to believe that smoking was once allowed in Wisconsin restaurants or on airplanes. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.